Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. There are many who bemoan the fact that the Christmas season has lost its Christian connection. Well, those people will have more to moan about soon. A group with the blunt website www.nogod.org.nz have just successfully fundraised $20,000 to put advertisements on buses to help spread atheist messages. To tell us what that's all about, Damien caught up with organiser Simon Fisher.
Well, Simon, first of all, you've reached your $20,000 limit that you'd proposed, which was actually double the original limit of $10,000 you'd set for yourself. I take it you're probably quite surprised by how easy it was?
Yeah, the response has been tremendous. We reached the first $10,000 in less than 36 hours, just shy of 24 hours, in fact. And from there, we decided to double it, to set a more realistic target, I guess, of $20,000. And we reached that in less than 4 days. So
are we just a whole, are New Zealanders just a whole bunch of God-hating? Is that what you take from that?
I don't think so, not necessarily. I think there are a lot of people out there who are unsure about their beliefs in God and in religion. And what we've seen from the feedback we have received from this is that there are a lot of people who have a lot of anxiety or even fear associated with beliefs in God and religion. And that's really come through in the feedback. For example, one 15-year-old boy, teenager I should say, he basically said that he's so relieved to know that these other people out there thinking like him, and he doesn't feel he's got these weird thoughts in his head anymore, that he doesn't quite buy into what his family claims about religion.
$20,000, I mean, in the scheme of things, isn't a lot of money to raise. I mean, it's not like you were, you know, the tsunami relief where they raised $8 billion or something like that. Did you find that most people were donating? Were there lots of people donating $10 or $20, or were there a number of fairly big donors?
There were several relatively large donors, but mainly it was the bulk of it was people donating $5, $10, $20.
Really?
We had over 700 individual donations from individual Kiwis.
Yeah, and where did you get the idea from? It's not obviously an idea unique to New Zealand or to you.
No, we got the idea from the UK campaign, started over a year ago now. And they were doing it there in response to an ad by Christians on a bus, which essentially said, if you don't believe, you're going to hell, once you went to the website. And Arian Shireen over there in the UK, she took offence to this, as a lot of people do in the world. And she started the campaign, and we basically asked the UK campaign for the rights to use their slogan and their images, etc., to launch it here as well.
Why did you decide? I mean, like, obviously there's lots of other things. You're a student. There's lots of other things you could probably spend your time doing. You could be getting drunk and going out hitting on young women like most men your age, but you instead decide to copy a UK bus campaign, bring it to New Zealand. Why was it important to you to do that?
Well, it wasn't just me. And it's important to emphasise that there's a group of us behind this, and we're representing the views of over 1.5 million Kiwis who are not convinced by the claims of religion. So we thought that even though in New Zealand we haven't had the bombings like in the UK and the US, there isn't that really strong imperative related to that. But we do have a lot of problems associated with religion in society. For example, the fear and anxiety that goes with things such as saying Harry Potter is evil to read, or perhaps a young woman who's going through a decision to have an abortion and the fear and anxiety that religious dogma places on her, perhaps from her family or the community at large. So we still feel there are significant issues at play in New Zealand society.
And you obviously were sort of motivated enough to decide that this is going to... Have you jumped on any bandwagons before? Have you been sort of... Are you a professional protester?
No,
have you done
no.
anything like this before?
No, not at all, really.
Do you belong to any organisations?
No. There's none. No.
Did you have a fallout with the church? Did someone touch you badly?
No. No, I haven't had any real emotional things like that in my past. Yeah. And this is... Again, it's good to emphasise that this is not about me personally. It's about, you know, our group that have organised this, and it's about all these Kiwis that have this doubt in God.
Tell me, because I think for many of us growing up in New Zealand, we maybe not, probably not like the southern states of America, we often have some association, but not a strong association with religion in our lives. Tell me about your background in terms of how religion's come or hasn't come to you.
To me personally?
Yeah. It seems a difficult one in New Zealand because, I mean, we get something like John Key, you know, saying, "Oh, I might be Jewish or I might not be Jewish or I'm an atheist," depending on which, you know, we seem
it's
uncomfortable.
It's not as clearly defined, is it? Yeah. Well, I grew up with religion around me, but always in a very moderate sense, I guess. And I became, throughout my teenage years, I guess, I began to question things as teenagers do. And I was in an environment, thankfully, that I was allowed to question things and allowed to, you know, explore all the options. And I've done a lot of thinking and research about religion and God, as most atheists have. You know, it's a position based on, it's a positive position based on understanding the knowledge that we have. So, you know, like you can't disprove all these gods out there. Like you can't disprove the tooth theory or Thor or Zeus or any of the gods that have existed. So atheists just basically say that this is the reality. You can't disprove these things. And like you can't prove them as well. There's no evidence for them. So it's a position based on this knowledge of reality.
It's interesting because we've got the New Zealand Arts Festival next year. Richard Dawkins is coming out. Now, he's obviously made a bit of a name for himself as someone who goes out of his way to, I'd say, go further than what you were talking about. It's almost like he's on a bit of a mission to disprove God, isn't it?
Well, one of the chapters in his book, he's often sort of mischaracterized as saying, you know, there is certainly no God. But one of the chapters of his book, The God Delusion, the title of the chapter is "There Almost Certainly Is No God." He's very clear on this point of saying that it's as much of a faith position to try and disprove God concisively or logically or rationally or anything like that as it is to say there certainly is a God. So he is actually very clear on that.
He still spends a lot of time trying to do something that you can't logically do, though, doesn't he? I mean, because otherwise he should just maybe take a leaf out of the side of your bus. Don't worry about it. Enjoy life.
Well, yes, and he supported the UK campaign, and hopefully he's going to support the New Zealand campaign too. But he does, I think his main focus, and what I see as a worthy cause, is really targeting what role religion and belief in God plays in our actual day-to-day lives. So regardless of what people believe, what behaviours are driven by those beliefs, you know? Behaviors such sort of more benign behaviors as, you know, saying Harry Potter is evil, or way more extreme behaviors as drowning a young woman in an attempted exorcism driven by religious beliefs, which were seen in New Zealand, or even more extreme, flying a plane into a building.
Do you think, I mean, are you one of this brigade who would like to sort of ban the singing of Christmas carols in kindergarten?
No, or certainly
the,
not.
You know, the giving of Christmas presents and stuff?
Religion is an essential, it's definitely a part of our culture. And all these Christmas carols, things like God Bless You, etc., they're in our language, they're in our culture. I don't believe in banning things in general, but to ban things like this would just be stupid. It would be a baby bathwater situation.
So you've got your $20,000. You've got your, how many buses now are going to be rolled out?
We're going to try and launch 12 buses in Auckland, 8 buses in Wellington, and 4 in Christchurch over a period of a month.
And so when are we first going to see these buses rolling around?
We're still sorting that out at the moment. We're trying to sort out a few things, but it will definitely be sometime in the first 3 months of next year.
So not over Christmas time then?
No.
Do you think that might have been a step too
far? No, and we didn't plan the campaign to sort of coincide with Christmas as much. It just sort of happened that way when we all got ourselves organised. So there's no evil intent there.
All right. I'll believe you if you tell me that now. And you're still accepting donations because you sort of said some people may want to give and think they wouldn't want to miss out. So what do you got maybe on the horizon there post the buses?
We're thinking different messages, different mediums. And also we've had a lot of response from people saying, come to our small town, come to, you know, Dunedin, Hamilton, or even smaller towns.
So you maybe
towns.
Just get your own bus, put your own sign, and drive it through the country, is that what you think, possibly?
Yeah, and we're throwing around the idea of maybe having some sort of centralised money collection model, and then having individual people in each of these small places organise the practicalities, because obviously this is no one's day job, so we're all lead busy lives, and it would be good if we could distribute the work a bit.
Cool. And just finally, how's the reaction been? I mean, have you had many death threats, threatening emails, letters, you're going to hell, that kind of stuff?
I've had a little bit of that at the end of last week when we first launched, but for the last, since then, I've had none. It's been definitely 90% positive, 10% negative. And even the reaction from the church in general, I've been very happy with. They're basically saying that this is worthwhile for New Zealand. It raises discussion. It gets God in the media. It gets God out on buses. And it gets people talking about God. And for them, obviously, it's a bonus.
And you're happy to provide that publicity for them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are all about raising discussion. And, of course, we're trying to push the idea that is, you know, there probably isn't a God, although almost certainly isn't a God, and you can be good without God, and you don't need God to live a good and moral life, and that it's okay not to believe. And the churches are obviously just keen for discussion about God because it brings it up in people's minds and gets people thinking, and that's great.
Wonderful. Look, you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
and we look forward to seeing the fruits of your labour in the new year.
Simon Fisher there with his amazing fundraising campaign to put atheism on the side of public transport. That's all we've got time for. Well, almost, Simon. Actually, I thought I'd play us out with a little Christmas carol. Nah, just joking. That is all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening over the course of the year. We'll be back next week with a series of best ofs. So keep listening, and we'll be back with the regular show sometime in February, I believe. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Simon Pound. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.
And have a Merry Christmas.